It's Tuesday, the 21st of January, just after 8 a.m. And I can't believe the amount of light this morning. It's day and night from yesterday morning. It's incredibly light, I have to say. Something that I can't capture on my camera because of the trees. The most stunning sunrise. Goodness me. I called my wife to my room to look out at this. Oh my goodness me, it is the deepest rich orange, orangey red, like one of those sunsets or sunrises that you get in Africa. In fact, we were watching a program last night about Africa and the sun. I can't remember if it was a sunrise or sunset, but it was fantastic, and we both commented on it, and we're getting that here this morning. It's incredible. Don't normally get it that deep burnt amber colour, and the faint clouds above are being coloured up now, dusky pink. Ah, that was beautiful. Or it is beautiful, I should say. It's just, it seems to be changing now, but oh, stunning. I'd had to go way up on the top of my roof to get a decent shot of that. That's what I said, it was really light this morning. I can see everything in the garden. The birds are down. They're not at the feeders yet, but I can see them in the trees. An incredible difference from one morning to the next. Just watching all these light puffy clouds just all being illuminated one by one. Someone's switching on a light show, but only a wee bit at a time. Slept well last night too, although we didn't go to bed till after 10 last night. I thought we were going to fall into this pattern of going to bed at 9, but having said that, we both agreed we got a decent night's sleep last night again, so we'll see how it goes. These clouds are just being coloured up and coloured up. You remember those, well, some of you may not remember, but you used to have colouring books, but each page was a pencil drawing, basically, you know, although in ink, you know, printed. And it could be a garden scene or horses in a field or all kinds of things. And all you did was get your paintbrush, your wee artist paintbrush, and a pot of water. And when you brushed the water over, starting at the top or wherever you wanted to start, gently brush across the page, down and across, all the colours came out. It was magic to us, but it was magical to see these finished colour articles. And that's what this looks like just now. Do we still got those books? Are those books still available? Does anyone remember them? Am I the only one old enough to remember those? They're made of special paper, I guess. Probably something technical like, oh, it's a disclosure paper. Sky's beautiful. It's lost that burnt amber look, but it's still gorgeous. So, and I've just gained another burden in life. I'm trying to shed burdens and be positive. And now I've gone in. Yesterday I gained another burden to sort out. And I get to the stage now where I get really, really frustrated about burdens. Yeah, I know, none of us want them, but I'm just at a stage now that I feel like just, oh God, another one. So I'm going to try and deal with one at a time and shove the other ones away to the side. It's not that I've got anything major, like seriously important, but well, I didn't need this one, and I've got a week to sort it out. I don't know. Well, there wasn't a breath of air up till a minute ago. Now I can feel it coming across the garden, and the pine trees are waving their arms about. And maybe it's the sunrise causing thermal updrafts. That would be great. Hot summer thermal updrafts. An apple tree full of blackbirds. Well, not quite full. About four or five, all sitting there. I guess they're picking up courage to land on the ground without being assaulted by the Exocet missile that is Mrs. Blackbird. You go first. No, you go first. I went first yesterday. I beat right up my posterior. Funny, strange enough, there's a solitary crow right in the top of the big conifer again. Don't know if it's the same one. Maybe it's an omen. Man, the sky's fading to tangerine.